MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Joel Barrett, a 29-year-old Carlsbad man, was found dead at the Eddy County Detention Center on the morning of October 9th, hours after he was incarcerated and after jail staff said he had a medical emergency. Warden Billy Massengill said medical personnel at the jail responded according to protocol and attempted to render aid, but Barrett was declared dead by the Office of the Medical Investigator at about 5:30 a.m. An autopsy is being conducted to determine the cause of Barrett's death. Sarah MacArthur visited homes last week in Roswell seeking votes for a school board seat. However, one incident took an unexpected turn. That incident was caught on a Ring doorbell camera and shows MacArthur using a homophobic slur while out campaigning. The homeowner told MacArthur,
"We don't want Emerge County to be New Mexico."
To which MacArthur responded,
"Well, we don't want my either."
The homophobic slur she used rhymes with maggots and came after the homeowner, Tracy De La Rosa, asked about MacArthur belonging to an extreme leftist group called Emerge New Mexico.
You know, everyone should have the choice to say what they want to say without hate or anger.
MacArthur issued a statement on Tuesday after De La Rosa posted the clip to Facebook. The statement from MacArthur in part reads, quote, "I meant to say fascists, and in the heat of the moment, the wrong word came out. I take full responsibility for using a hurtful and unacceptable word. It was wrong, and I deeply regret it." And the Republican Party of New Mexico is holding a first responder teddy bear and blanket drive. The toys and blankets will be distributed by New Mexico first responders to children in need they encounter while on duty within their communities. The drop-off location in Albuquerque is at 5150 San Francisco Road, Northeast, Number A, or contact your local Republican Party headquarters. The last day to drop off is December 6th at the Republican Party New Mexico Grand Reopening. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.